You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new report jointly released today by 350 Aotearoa, First Union and the New Zealand Council of Trade Unions show the billions our privatised energy companies have given to shareholders since 2014. I spoke to Executive Director of 305 Aotearoa, Ella Feldmeier, about the report and the conflict of for-profit energy and renewable energy.
12 years ago, our government has sold their partial ownership of these companies, and so three of the four companies the government owns 51% in, and the other ownership is a handful of shareholders and individuals in New Zealand and overseas. So these are big companies. They are generators and retailers. That's why we call them gentailers. And they, have the monopoly over the electricity generation and retail market in New Zealand.
What does the latest report from 350 Aotearoa reveal about the energy sector?
So the biggest finding from this report is that the gentailers, Contact, Genesis, Mercury and Meridian, our big energy companies, have been spending the last 12 years manufacturing a renewable generation scarcity. So they haven't been investing enough in renewable energy generation and instead have been prioritising their shareholders over struggling households and the planet.
Is there an idea how much excess profits they're making?
Yes. So since the partial privatisation in 2014, we know that they have distributed $8.7 billion in dividends to shareholders, and $3.2 billion of that is more than they have earned in profits over this period. And so because they've been giving their shareholders more money than they've actually been making, it means that there hasn't been enough investment in the network that's been able to fund new renewable generation, and instead has been keeping gas and coal on life support.
How could these profits be reinvested in other ways?
Yeah, so we've got an abundant amount of renewable energy resources here in Aotearoa. We are really blessed with the large scale hydro generation that we have in the South Island, most of which got built in the 1970s. But we also have a lot of potential for solar and wind and geothermal generation. So we can very literally get to 100% renewable energy if there is more investment in this renewable generation. The reason this hasn't happened is not because there is a lack of money, but because it's been greedy companies who've been prioritising their shareholders. They are literally making more money when they have fossil fuel generation, because renewable generation is a lot cheaper, but fossil fuel generation bids into the market and then the whole wholesale price goes up. So it's been these companies' interest to keep fossil fuels in the system at all time and prevent us from reaching our renewable energy potential.
Is it possible for the government to take back control of these energy companies?
It absolutely is, and that was the main reason why we have been producing this report. So one of the reasons the government can step in is because we've just seen them do the same with banks and supermarkets. The government is and wants to act in the interest of all New Zealanders, ensure the well-being of all New Zealanders, and they can do the same with the gentailers. And there's a really strong argument and incentive for them to do that. Because they are majority shareholders, they actually have the power to set the right levers in place at the next annual shareholder meeting to ensure that these companies can't distribute that much in profits to their shareholders. They could set targets to reinvest a certain amount back into renewable generation. So there is a number of options on the table that we have put forward in the report, and we really hope that the government will start to step up and speak up to the people of Aotearoa.
That was Ella Feldmeier from 350 Aotearoa speaking about their report on energy company profits.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.